The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning with the first verse. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. Jesus said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 72 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' Jesus said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. Indeed, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.' This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. This passage from Luke is one of my favorites because it provides one of the only passages in our scripture where Jesus gives a command that I can actually follow. Jesus says right here in verse 7, "When you enter into somebody's hospitality, you should eat and drink whatever they provide." I am the captain and chairman of the Clean Plate Club. Thank you very much. Finally, Jesus, a commandment of yours I can follow. I take this commandment so seriously that I do it for others as well. In my house, I am kind of known as the human garbage disposal, so I'll clean off my kids' plate as well. If they've got stuff left on it, I don't care. I take this commandment very seriously, people. Leftover mac and cheese and chicken nuggets hate to see me coming. They're going down. Absolutely. This is an important passage for many reasons as well, outside of that stuff, because of what Jesus is trying to teach us about hospitality. And this passage is also important to us as people of God and the church because of the ways I think we've flipped it for many years, how we've got it backwards for so long. But before we get into all that, let's look at what Jesus is asking of us here. Here Jesus says to the 72, "I am sending you out in pairs to every town. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Whenever you enter a house, first say peace to this house. If there is a person of peace, there remain in their house, eat and drink whatever they provide, cure the sick, proclaim the kingdom of God is near. However, if you enter a town and they are not welcoming to you, go out into the street and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near.'" What is Jesus asking of us in this passage? And what kind of world is Jesus sending us to? What does this say about the world that we live in? Whenever I hear this passage, I think of Pastor David Holm. Pastor Dave was my childhood pastor at Normandale Lutheran Church. A lot of my own call story is wrapped up in him and the ways that he taught and encouraged and supported me through this external and internal call that I wrestled with for much of my younger life. In other words, it's his fault that I'm here. You can blame him doing this pastor gig. However, in his defense, he did his best to warn me about this life he was sending me into. When I was putting together my ordination service, I asked around to my seminary buddies, my future colleagues that I would work with down in Texas, and some pastors from my childhood church, Normandale, and I asked a lot of them if they would speak in some capacity at my ordination. I really wanted Pastor Dave to preach at my ordination because still, even today, his voice rings through my head, the many words of wisdom he shared with me through those formative years. And luckily, Pastor Dave was willing and able to preach at my ordination, although he had one stipulation for the service. He said, "Matt, I would like to choose the gospel text I preach on, if that's okay." And he had this stipulation because he wanted to preach on this very text we read this morning, Luke chapter 10, 1 through 11. And it's because he wanted to preach a specific message to me. As Kelsey and I were packing our little life into these boxes and preparing to be sent away to Fort Worth, Texas, he preached this message to me. "Matt, you are being sent out like a lamb into the midst of wolves." Yeah, wow, okay. Not quite the message I wanted to hear as I was getting ready to go out onto first call. What a message for somebody heading out into ministry for the first time. But you know, in a lot of ways, he was right. The harvest was plentiful, but yet, yes, the laborers few. The calling is a hard one, and from time to time, I have been bitten by wolves. However, there is great news to be found in this gospel. There's good news amidst the warnings, and I share it with you this morning because this passage was not intended to be used just for ordination services to baby pastors about to be sent off into the wild world. The gospel present in this message from Jesus is that the 72 return, and they return with great joy on their lips because what they found was, yes, there are wolves out there in the wild places, but there's far more beauty and wonderful, hospitable, loving people of God in those places as well. Yes, it's hard being sent out into the midst of wolves with no purse, no bag, no sandals, but the reward for this work is eternal, and the work is as rewarding as could possibly be. And this is good news for all of us, not just for some. See, we've misunderstood what this text means to us as the church. This text is not just meant to be used at ordination services where we send young people away to churches. No, this text is for all of us. We are in this priesthood of all believers together, and we are in this work together. Hear this word this morning calling out to you, tugging upon your shirt sleeves, urging you to go out into the wilds of the world with a word of peace to all you encounter. We are called to this life of hospitality to wolves. Have you heard the call? And are you prepared for what you are being sent out into? And this leads me to the point I made at the beginning of this message. I think we've had this whole church thing backwards for some time. We're tempted to hear these words from Luke and think, aha, Jesus is calling us here to be welcoming to the stranger. Jesus is saying, the messengers come to town and you are to welcome them, give them something to eat, something to drink, be hospitable to them. Aha, Jesus is showing us how we are to be church. And this isn't a bad way of thinking. Yes, of course, it is good for a church to be welcoming and hospitable to the stranger. Jesus' ministry has always been for hospitality to the stranger, the outcast, the resident alien. Of course, the church should be a place. We should be a people who stand for love and care to the stranger. That was Jesus' whole thing, love the outcast, right? Of course. So viewing the text in this way is not wrong, but I think it's limiting what we are being called to be. What Jesus is truly saying here is that we, the church, should be sent out. the harvest is not happening in here. Y'all have already been harvested. That's why you're here this morning. This is, view this place as like a granary, right? This is a silo. You are being stored here. You all have already been harvested. You're being called now to go out into the wolves, like lamb among wolves, carrying no purse, no bag, no sandals, no agenda but peace and healing and love. Love of the Christ who sent us. It's not enough for us to just sit back as a church and wait for people to come through our doors. Yes, we should be hospitable when they do show up, but in this text, Jesus is sending the disciples out. We are being prepared to give hospitality to wolves. What I found so amazing in this text is that in both situations, Jesus is outlining here, one where the disciples are welcomed, one where the disciples are rejected. In both situations, you will notice that we are to proclaim to anybody who has ears to hear, the kingdom of God has come near to you. So I challenge you this week in your daily lives, in all of the places you are being sent out and called, I challenge you, in your own words, of course, to share a word of peace to a stranger. To all you encounter, remind them that the kingdom of God has come near to them. How would that look? How would that sound? How could this change their life and yours? Maybe someday it's saying it to yourself in the mirror. Maybe that's enough because you need that word of peace preached to you as well. After all, we are laborers who have been sent out into the dangerous world. And I know this is a lot for me to ask of you. This is a lot that Jesus puts on us in this passage. And we should have sympathy because we understand what this world and this work feels like. As the Holy Spirit tugs on you and pulls you to do this work. But remember all the good news and the joy that is present in this gospel this morning. Notice how Jesus does not send the disciples out alone. Yes, they are being sent out into the midst of wolves with no purse and no bag and no sandals, but they are sent out 72 strong. They are sent out in pairs to do that work. 72 people having your back feels like a whole lot of support and love despite a hostile world around you. And think about how much our numbers have grown since this first sending of the disciples from Jesus. You're not in this work alone. Historically, I think we've done this text a disservice by assuming that this text was only meant for a certain type of people called to a certain type of role in the church. And we've done this text a disservice by taking the passive role in it, assuming that we are the ones who would show or reject hospitality to strangers. But I think we've also done this text a disservice just by assuming that we're sent out alone. Yes, Jesus is calling us out of our comfort zones into the wild world, but Jesus is not sending us alone. You are called to this work. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers still are few. But you're not being sent out into the wolves alone. We go with you. God goes with you. So rejoice and be glad. Shake the dust off when you fall down and go forth again into this world with a word of peace and love. Hospitality to wolves. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.